This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new report is set to be released today, arguing that some of the biggest food and beverage companies are making strides in the fight against fat, obesity. They set a goal by 2015, reduce the number of calories sold by 1.5 trillion. They've exceeded that goal already, according to today's report, and more companies are realizing that it doesn't hurt the bottom line either. Gigi Duban reports.
Turns out there's a lot of money in those 100-calorie packs of cookies and tiny soda cans.
We know that lower-calorie sales increased by about $25 billion compared to less than $300 million for higher-calorie products.
That's Lisa Gable, president of the Healthy Weight Commitment Foundation. The group includes food and beverage companies that pledge to cut the number of calories sold over 5 years. Gable says it works because people are more health conscious.
The consumer is asking for these products, and they are stepping up and meeting the consumer demand.
Companies are meeting that demand in lots of ways, like cereal with less sugar. And that new, smaller packaging gives companies a chance to toot their own horn about healthier ingredients. Michael Cohen teaches marketing at NYU and did a study on the topic.
There's also a boost that the brand might get from being socially responsible.
A word of caution, though. Fewer calories are good, Cohen says, but Cocoa Puffs are still Cocoa Puffs, and the quality of those calories counts for a lot, too. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.